federal judges have upheld a freeze on President Trump's immigration and travel ban. That ruling now allows refugees and immigrants from 7 countries to travel to the U.S. For Syrian Americans in Indiana, it's been a roller coaster of a few weeks. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Balanon Rosen brings us the story of one woman living through it.
Introduce yourself.
I am Suzanne Kawamle. I'm a Syrian American. My family are refugees. It's not something that to be proud of, and it's not something I would ever wish on anybody. But it's the truth.
So the federal judge's 3-0 ruling against President Trump's order, it means a lot to her.
I found out through Facebook, I think. It felt like a victory, and it also felt like a voice of reason amidst all the madness.
Kawamle and family were directly affected by the order. She was born here, but also holds Syrian citizenship. Growing up, she lived in Syria off and on, going almost every year.
Jasmine is like the known flower, right? And so when you walk in the streets, it's just the vines and flowers and the scent of jasmine everywhere. It's before the city wakes up.
But when the Syrian civil war broke out in 2011, it all changed.
It's not the same streets. And it's not the same buildings. One of our homes was shelled, and so that wasn't there anymore. And then the other home was taken by extremist forces.
Making many of her cousins, uncles, aunts refugees. So Kawamle set out to the refugee camps to find her family and to serve as a nurse in a field hospital. And then this happened.
One of my first patients that I was sort of cleaning up and taking care of, turns out he was our neighbor from childhood. I mean, his groin area and his right leg was completely detached from explosive bullets.
Bullets supposed to have gone next door to Kawamle's family. They had spoken out against Syrian government forces.
He took a bullet for something that was intended for us, for our home. You know, for my family.
When Trump signed the executive order on January 27th, it barred Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. indefinitely.
They're fleeing from ISIS. They're fleeing from the Assad regime. But you've suddenly characterized them in mass as being a threat to our national security. It doesn't actually make any coherent sense to me.
So after the order, she looked for ways to get involved. Kawamle attended rallies, went to an information session for Indiana University students, faculty, and staff affected by the order.
Thank you.
We're heading to the info session. I think that's upstairs in one of the ballrooms, so.
At IU, she's a doctoral student in philosophy and teaches ethics to undergrads. In a bright blue hijab, she's visibly Muslim.
Looks like there's a lot of people, actually. Signs about caring about Muslim students, and we support our international students, which is awesome.
Her favorite sign had 4 words.
We want you here, because that's all anyone wants to hear, whether you're a refugee or an immigrant or anything else, is that you're wanted.
With the most recent ruling, Kawamle heard that in a major way. In ruling against the government, those federal judges ensured that the travel ban will remain off for the foreseeable future.
It's good to take a moment and be like, we're okay. It'll be okay. This is good.
She knows it's not over. The case could go to the Supreme Court. I ask her about something that caught my eye outside her office.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't actually. Well, there's a swastika under my sign, like for my office door. I know it's not for one of my office mates, so I'm gonna report it and then move on with my life and go to class and teach and hope it was none of my students, to be honest. I think that's the scariest part.
She's not sure what comes next. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon Rosen.